Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com One. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will sit down with Humboldt Wildcats head girls golf coach Jessica Harklaw and Humboldt head boys golf coach Scott Birdsall. The Humboldt Wildcats girls golf team begins their season on Monday at the Spencer Golf and Country Club. I sat down with Harklaw to discuss last season and the upcoming campaign for the program.
Last season, we really focused last year on the mental aspect of the game all season. And I think we did a really good job of battling through, you know, mental toughness and in tough situations and being able to finish that way. Conference-wise, we got fourth, which that's kind of what we expected to get. We wanted to place a little bit higher at the regional tournament, and that was at Briggs Woods. And that is a tough course. That back nine back in the woods is tough, and it was just a tough day there. But no, we did pretty good, and I had a lot of graduating seniors last year that aren't part of the program, but a few that are still returning letter winners from this year, and we're ready to get going this season.
And Coach, what has been the message throughout practice this year, coming off of last year into the 2026 season for the program?
Kind of still the same stuff, still trying to emphasize, you know, mentality and thinking through things and having a positive attitude. And we've been working on rules and really emphasizing, like, you guys really got to know the rules, because it's not like other sports where you have refs and umps and things like that. You are the governing decisions on rules out there. You have to be able to call out opponents and penalize yourself, and just knowing course etiquette and the rules of the game, because we have a lot of new girls this year. So just trying to teach that, because you want to make sure you know what. You don't want to be starting in a golf meet and have a rule situation come up, and then you're just so nervous because you don't know what to do. We want them prepared and to know what to do in all kinds of situations. So we've really been working on that and asking them questions to make them think through different rule situations. And the weather's been somewhat okay. We've been inside a few times, and it looks like the next couple of days does not look well for weather for golfing with the rain and cold temps. But our first meet's Monday. I think they're kind of nervous about that. I'm kind of nervous too, just because I wish we had a little bit more time to prepare, just fine-tuning our swing and getting them a little more comfortable on the golf course. But we'll be ready to go on Monday.
And Coach, I know with the wonky weather we always have every spring, has it been challenging to try to find that course time early on here during practice?
Yes. So the girls have only played two full rounds, and usually in the past, we've usually had more than four under our belt. So the weather just has been not great. Last season, we weren't inside one day, and I think we've been inside four times out of the 2 weeks. So that's tough. You can only do so much inside with golf. And at some point, you really, once you've been outside so long, going back indoors is, any coach will tell you, it's not good. You're not seeing proper ball flight and all that good stuff. So we've been doing what we can do in the time that we have. Two great days, you know, where it was really warm. So we took advantage of those and played on those days, but we'll be ready.
And Coach, you mentioned a lot of graduating seniors from last year. With a lot of the newcomers, what is the varsity lineup looking like with a few of those letter winners and, of course, your newcomers as well?
Sophia List, Livia Stewart, Salem Bonstetter, and Jada Vanderwall are my four returning letter winners and sixth playing varsity. So those other two spots have been pretty open. It could have been anybody's game. And we played two rounds to qualify. So Alexis Hadovac and Morgan Dickey right now are slotted into that fifth and sixth spot for varsity. But I mean, we're talking half of a stroke to a stroke difference between some girls. That JV squad and those fifth and sixth spot, I think, will fluctuate, I'm projecting, for this season, just because they're all pretty equal playing field right now. They're all kind of doing the same thing on the course and at the same level. So yeah, they're just going to have, when we qualify and go out and battle it out, that's the beauty of golf. You go and play in low scores, you take the low scores. So we'll see what happens. Me and Coach Short were talking about how we think that that's going to change a lot through the season.
And Coach, what would you say the strengths are of the team?
They're a fun group. Some strengths is, like I said, they're a really great, smart group of girls. Some very athletic girls. Everybody is enjoying the sport and enjoying learning something new, because some of them had never even touched a golf club before. So it's kind of fun to see their very first day of practice 2 weeks in. And then I tell them, you will be shocked by the end of the season of how much you will grasp the game of golf.
Coach, is there a part of the game that has been the focal point of practice going into the season this year?
Not really. We've tried to cover everything that we can. We're going to work on situational, how do you punch out of the trees? We'll kind of work on that. We've worked on sand trap. We've worked on putting and chipping. And that is an area that we need to work on a little bit more is the putting and chipping, because that's where strokes can really add up, is that fine tuning, that short game. So I think that will probably be most of our focus in the next couple of weeks, is really trying to fine tune the short game and then just working on the long game. There's some things we need to fix in some swings. We got some slices going on and some topping of the ball, and those are things we need to just work on to get fixed so that they're more confident. Sometimes they'll be like, well, I can't hit this club. Well, you can. That's where that mentality comes in of you just told yourself you can't do something. So your body's going to react to what your mind just told your body. So I try to, as soon as I hear the word can't, get them mentally changed to, yes, you can. And you know you can because you just did it yesterday. So yeah, golf is such a mental game.
And then, Coach, lastly, season begins on Monday. And when you head to the Spencer Golf and Country Club for a triangular with Bishop Garrigan and Spencer, what are the opening thoughts for the first triangular of the season for the program?
Spencer, solid program. They are great. Every year they are competing for state. They're just a solid program. Same with Garrigan. I think they've been to state in the past 20 years, probably 18 out of the 20 times. They are just solid programs. And so I kind of like that we play them first. We'll be nervous, but they'll get to see some really good golf. And that's what gets you excited when you see some really good golf, okay, I need to work harder, or I want to do better, so I need to put in some extra work. It is just a motivation to play with good golfers in my mind. And so I always like that that's our first meet of the season every year, is a non-conference with really good golfers. And both teams, we have good relationship with the Garrigan team and Spencer, and so they build some relationships even that way with the girls, and it's great. So I'm excited. The weather doesn't look that great, but that's why we're practicing when it's cold out.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking the time, and we want to wish you best of luck to you and the team for the upcoming golf season.
Yeah, thanks. So we're excited.
The Humble Boys Golf Team will begin their season on Monday at Spring Valley Golf Course against Spencer and Bishop Garrigan. I caught up with Birdsall to discuss last season and the upcoming year for the program.
We had a decent season, pretty good season. We didn't play up to our expectations in the conference tournament. Then we go and we win the sectional up at Okoboji, and we were really disappointed. We played up at Landsmere and Orange City for districts, and, just kind of the perfect storm. We all had an off day. It was a miserable day. The wind gusting to 40 miles an hour, and it was cold. So, we missed, I believe it was 5 strokes. We missed going to the state tournament. So, the season didn't end the way that we wanted it to, but during the season we played some pretty good golf. Cade Birdsall, he made it to state individually. He shot an even par round on the back nine up at Landsmere, which was the low round of the tournament in that wind. So he made it to state tournament. It's kind of bittersweet. He was happy, made it to state tournament, but he really wanted all the other guys on the team to make it as well. So we had a good season. It's just one of those things where up at districts, we kind of all had a bad day at the same time.
And then, Coach, as you move into this season, what are the thoughts early on as your team's been going through practice to get ready for the first meet of the year on Monday?
We got 3 returning letter winners. We've got Cade. We've got Dawson Slater. He's a sophomore. He played varsity last year as a freshman. He's a really good golfer. And then we have Carson Olson as a junior as well, coming back. He played varsity all last year and really came through for us up at sectionals up at Emerald Hills. He came through with a good round that carried us through to districts. So we got 3 people to build on, which is good. We've got some other kids that are going to step in there. And like you said, we'll find out what we got on Monday, because we play up at Spring Valley in a triangular with Garrigan and Spencer. And Spencer is a team that they made it to the state tournament last year.
Are there any newcomers that have kind of caught your eye here early on through practice coming into this season?
Our varsity, we've got it set now. We've got Cade and Dawson, and we've got Carson Olson, and then we've also got Asher Gonder, Andrew Nedved, and Cooper Thiesfeld. That'll round out our varsity. They've kind of showed that they can shoot some decent scores here in the preseason. The preseason, a lot different than a meet. We talked about it. We try to make it so make them think that it's no different playing in a meet than it is when we're playing out here at the course in practice, but it's different to them, the round counts and that. So like I said, we'll see what happens here in the first meet. We've got some other kids on the JV that we'll see if see what they shoot on Monday, and then we go next Friday. A week out, we go to Pocahontas for another triangular. So we'll see that first week, beginning part of the season, we kind of see who's going to fit up into that varsity spots.
What would you say the strengths of the team have been so far?
The part of the game that we need to work on the most, the guys can hit the ball. Those young kids hit the ball so far anymore. But it's the managing the golf course, where to hit the ball, where not to hit the ball in respect to where the hole is on the green, not to hit it at the pin if it's on the edge. And we've really been working hard on our short game, on our chipping and putting, because that's the most important part of the game. And that's where you can pick up strokes, or if you aren't very good at your short game or not on your short game, you can waste strokes. So we've really been working on our short game. That's the part of the golf game that comes back the slowest when you come out of the winter break and into the spring. So yeah, we've really been hitting that hard. They've been playing on really nice days, and then they go out and play on really bad days as well, because quite frankly, we'll probably have not really good days for golf meets. It's just kind of hit and miss in the spring.
And Coach, you mentioned hit and miss. How challenging has it been to find those days to get out to the course this spring?
We just go out and we just practice every day. I mean, we've had one day where they kind of were on their own. It was cold, but we've been out there where the wind chill's been in the 30s. So they got to get used to it. They got to play in that kind of stuff. So that's why we do that.
And Coach, what's been the message going into this year for the group?
We talk a lot about the mental aspect of the game because, 90% of the game is mental and the other 10% is mental. It's that 5-inch space between your ears that really counts when it comes to golf. You've got to be locked in mentally the whole time you're out playing. If you have a mental lapse, it's going to cost you. We talk a lot about that. Talk a lot about playing with confidence, thinking that you're going to hit a good shot, not worrying about, boy, I don't want to hit a bad shot here. And then our expectations. We expect, and we've gotten to the point in the golf program, we expect to be contending for the conference dual title. We expect to be contending for the conference tournament title. We want to get through sectionals and districts and get to the state tournament. So guys have lofty goals. They want to get to the state tournament. They really, really want to get to the state tournament. The state tournament's in Waterloo this year at Gates Park, which is one of the public courses in Waterloo. So that's basically what they have for goals, and that's what we've been working on.
And lastly, Coach, the triangular coming up on Monday. You're heading to Spring Valley Golf Course, face Bishop Garrigan and Spencer. What are the thoughts on that meet as you kick off the season?
It'll be a good gauge to see where we're at. I know it's the first meet of the year. I know the weather doesn't sound real good on Monday, but we've been playing in it. Everybody's got to play in it. So it's not just us playing in it. It's the other two teams. And it's nice that we get to play Spencer, because Spencer, they qualified for the state tournament. They were up at Orange City last year, and they were one of the teams that qualified for the state tournament as a team. So that'll be a good gauge to see where we're at team-wise on Monday.
Well, Coach, I want to appreciate you taking the time here and wish you best of luck for the upcoming golf season.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate your coverage. Thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.